Welcome, everybody. Share number 1232. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lila Nishmas Belima Bas Ramoshe and Lerfu Shlema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to our Malach of Choyresh plowing. Okay, so we spoke about the last couple of Shirim, the problem of dragging a heavy item on a soft or a dirt ground in general. Just to read an example from the Sefer Lamedes Malachas, and go through a few more examples he brings down on page 252 in the Malach of Chayrish. Does the Sefer Lamedes Malachas, he says, dragging a heavy chair, remember we said that it had to be heavier, dragging a heavy chair on soft earth, and creating a furrow, like we said, creating grooves, creating holes, furrow, and so on, would be chayresh, because the legs of the chair scrape and then loosen the soil while being dragged. So we said it would be a psikresh, even though somebody says, well, what do you care? What do I care? I have to move my chair from this place to that place. So we said if it's going to happen, inevitably, that it'll make the grooves in the ground, the furrows in the ground. So that would be what we call, again, a psikresha. We did say it would be a drabanan, because of the fact that the way it's being done and so on, brought down the Mishnah Berurah and others. But be it as it may, one is to be careful. When it's a dirt ground, especially if it's a soft dirt ground, then one is to be careful schlepping more heavier items in those areas. Just to go through a few more interesting things he brings down, does it say for Lamedes Malachas? It says there's no minimum measurement to the size of the land area subject to the Malach of Chayrish. In other words, if I do an act of Chayrish, let's say I schlepped the chair on the ground and I only schlepped it a couple of feet, maybe there's no problem. Or let's say I make a small little hole in the ground. Who said there's a problem? I need to have a large, in other words, what's the measurement of ground that I need whereby it's becomes sort of, as they say in English, planting material. So he says, Lamaisi brings down that there's no minimum measurement to the size of land subject to the Malach of Chayresh, plowing. This is because even the tiniest hole is sufficient to accommodate a very small seed, right? We always want to keep in mind when we learn a malacha, we always go back to what is the malacha all about. And as we've been talking about, the malacha is all about preparing the soil, preparing the dirt and so on, in the various different ways that it is prepared for planting. And even the tiniest small little hole would fit a small little seed would be fine. So a problem, because of the fact the person makes a small little hole, you can stick in there a small little seed and get the process of planting that seed. Could be possibly a tree or whatever the case might be that one is going to plant. They get it started. As he says in parentheses, the seed is thereby embedded in the nutrients of the soil and somewhat protected from the wind and runoff. Okay, so he explains further an example, therefore stabbing or gouging even a small hole in the ground, just large enough to implant the most minuscule seed, is the malacha of chayresh. It's an important thing to keep in mind, regardless of whether one intends to actually implant any seed in the hole or not. So again, somebody's outside, they have, let's say, a stick or something like that. A lot of times, children or whatever cases, they jab a hole in the, they have a stick, they jab in the ground or whatever. You have to be careful. Besides the fact that a lot of times the stick is muksa, if it's wood from a tree, a branch or whatever, but besides that fact, you're jabbing it into the ground, even a small little hole would be the malacha of chayresh. Plowing, again, even though their intention, like we said, is not to actually plant a seed, once just by making that hole itself is running into a problem of chayresh. Okay. He says further, does it say, for Lamedes Malachas, chayresh, the plowing, this malach of plowing, chayresh can occur even when done without any special tools or equipments. For example, scraping or digging the soil with a stick, like we said, with a spoon, possibly even the heel of one's shoe, right? Sometimes somebody, they have something on their shoe. You got to be careful. We'll try and talk about that. Person sometimes scrapes something off their shoe and they might, with the heel, bang into the ground or scrape on the ground. That's also running into a problem, especially if somebody hits it hard. right? The spoon or the heel, I'm sorry, the heel of one's shoe would all run under the guidelines of Choresh. You have to be careful not to rub the ground when it's a dirt ground with one's shoe, and especially, of course, moreover, even to, bang it with one's heel, then you definitely make a hole in the ground. That's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, he brings down an interesting thing that, which we spoke about in the past also. Chayrish does not apply to very fine, dry sand, because this sand is already loose. And additional scraping and digging is of no consequence. So very fine, dry sand would not be a problem. That's it. Sometimes, besides a sandbox where sometimes, children are playing, but sometimes you have an area where there is it's very fine sand. It's possible that these things are, depending on the place and time, because the sand is already loose, and additionally scraping or digging is of no consequence. So he says like this, it follows that one is permitted to drag a chair over very dry, powdery sand. Let's say the ground for whatever the place the person's in is very dry and powdery, and it's a sandy type of, of ground in that particular area where they are. So it follows that it would be allowed to drag a chair. It brings down over this very dry, powdery sand, even though a furrow would result. And it might be a psikresha where inevitably it will happen. So in that type of a ground is fine. But he says, however, the firmer soil beneath the sand is subject to chayresh, right? So if it's only the upper layer and then below that you have a firmer ground, so you have to be careful that it doesn't hit the bottom part, which is a little bit of a firmer ground. Therefore, if the chair will penetrate the firmer soil, dragging the chair would also be aser. So it's only over there whereby it's like a dry, very fine type of a sand, and also it's not really a place for planting and so on, so that will be okay. But you got to be careful that sometimes a little bit lower down, it's already firmer soil, and that schlepping a chair, schlepping a table, whatever the case is, shouldn't dig into that part of the ground. Okay, it just says interesting thing. Going further, he brings down that only very fine powdery sand. He brings this down on page, as it says, on page 253, only very fine powdery sand that is dry is exempt from chayresh. However, moist or clumpy sand, right? Sometimes it's moist or clumpy. It got wet, or whatever the case is, which tends to cling together, is subject to chayresh, he says. Interesting. It may not be scraped or dug, because scraping or digging loosens this sand more. So that's an interesting thing, that if it's moist or clumpy, it could be a problem. It is a problem, to break it up or dig it up or whatever the case is. So that one has to be careful in those instances. It's only very fine powdery sand that there's no issue of chayresh. He says interesting, just to end off today's share, but he says interesting, how does a person know what level of fine, that the sand is fine? In other words, how do I know that it's powdery sand? Where do we draw the line, so to say? So he says digging in a sandbox, for just an example, I will try and get into that a little bit more in upcoming shiurim, but digging in a sandbox, we're not going to get into the muksa part now, but just have an example as to what it's about. Digging in the sandbox is not chayresh, he says, is not the malacha of plowing if the sand is very loose and dry, to the extent that when a hole or depression is formed, somebody, right, dug a hole, a little hole in the sandbox, the walls of the depression immediately collapse. I dug a little hole and boom, it just falls in, because it's all just regular powdery sand. So that would be, that's one way of knowing that there's no problem over there as far as chayresh goes. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.